Wally, that was just amazing. Charlie, did you hear that?
Yes, Mom, I heard it.
I'm going to sing at Mrs. Hatton's Christmas party, and she said she's going to give me $5 for it.
$5? Do you know what that means?
What?
Why, you're a professional. Oh, Charlie, will you walk Wally home, please?
I was going to go over to Tommy's and shoot some pool. Come on, Ellis. Let's get going.
Wally! Your backpack.
Everyone had a restful weekend.
It sounds ominous.
Harrisonville, Tennessee, population 5,000. 64 years since they had a homicide. They've had two in the past 48 hours.
First victim, 57-year-old widower and grandfather Paul Thompson, ambushed in his yard. 18 stab wounds to his chest and his neck. No forced entry to the house, and the only item taken was a shotgun.
Last night, Annie Stewart, 39, was also ambushed and it appears bludgeoned to death in her home with Thompson's stolen shotgun. In this case, the unsub apparently stole CDs, DVDs, and a little jewelry.
This is a little extreme for a burglary.
That's an understatement.
And as you can see, Annie Stewart was eviscerated.
Yet the first victim wasn't eviscerated, and the unsub seems to have used a different weapon at each crime scene.
Two different MOs.
Two different killers?
Oh, one very psychotic individual.
What happened to you?
Oh, I got a list of things I want to try for. It's too late.
And orthopedic surgery is one of them?
Oh, skydiving. Apparently, it's all about the landing.
How long on the crutches?
Oh, just a couple days.
So you can't go out in the field?
No crutches, no.
No, don't worry. I'll find a way to be helpful here. Got a blitzer pack. No effort to remove the body, clean up evidence.
With organized killers, we see a pattern. We're able to predict their behavior. But with psychotic killers, they're guided by a given delusion.
Okay, so until we understand the nature of the delusion, we can't predict his next move.
And that's nearly impossible to do.
Actually, I think we might have a clue. These rings at the crime scene, there might be some kind of signature.
I can work this angle. I'll see if there's any significance to the patterns.
Psychotic killers are normally not that difficult to catch because they don't try to hide.
And does that make your job easier?
Oh, no. Because until we do locate him, he'll keep doing that.
Some of them. One of them went over to the Thompson house.
Alone?
Said he wanted to get a feel for the neighborhood.
All of the items stolen were taken from the upstairs bedroom. Why didn't he take her purse? Or cell phone? Or the jewelry off her body? It just doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make sense to us either.
This guy didn't come any closer to her than he had to.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a discrepancy in the profile.
Sheriff Hall, it's quite possible there were two people in the house.
So I have two monsters out there?
Someone went through the medicine cabinet looking for drugs. Excessive methamphetamine abuse can cause psychotic violent episodes.
So you think these guys were junkies?
I think we're dealing with two different profiles. The killer, yeah, he's a psychotic. The other guy, though, he's just a thief. I mean, the fact that he didn't take the victim's jewelry suggests that he identified with her.
Mean what?
He probably knew her.
CSU found a soda can by the fence in the grass. It's marked by that cone.
That's right. We figured the suspect or suspects was lying in wait there.
You spoke to the kid who was having the singing lesson?
That's right. Why?
I'm just wondering why he didn't tell you that he saw the suspect.
What?
Well, CSU found four of Wally Brisbane's fingerprints right here on the music stand in this position. Now, from where I'm standing, my height, I got tree branches blocking my way, but Wally's 7, so that would put his eyeline right about here. Hi. I'm Elle Greenaway from the Behavioral Analysis Unit of the FBI.
I don't know what Sheriff Hall was thinking, asking me to bring him over here.
I need to talk to your son.
Listen, I think he's been through enough.
Mrs. Brisbane, we're really just here to help.
All right, ask him whatever you want, but I'm staying right here.
Wally, I hear that you're the only person in this whole town who might have seen the man who did this to your music teacher.
He didn't see a thing, now did you, buddy?
Wally, what did he look like?
Crazy. He was real tall, real skinny, and his lip was bleeding. And when I saw him through the window, he did this.
The guy that keeps described definitely sounds like a tweaker.
Pull the files of all the methamphetamine arrests in the past 6 months.
Will do.
We should narrow the suspect list down according to the guy's residence. Crimes like these are always crimes of opportunity.
So the first guy on our suspect list will live in the closest proximity to the victim.
Do you have a place we can set up?
Yeah, you can use Simpson's desk. He's out. You got a phone there and a computer. Meantime, I'm going to narrow down that list.
Working from the assumption the rings are a signature.
Sir, I could help you get some of these books back to you.
Exploring their symbolic significance? Just exploring. I have nothing.
If you were in your office, you'd have more room to spread out and you'd get a fresh perspective. Do you think? Maybe? No?
I need to focus on the manner in which Annie Stewart was killed. Anything that might have been done to her postmortem.
Uh-huh.
Get this stuff out of here. Get this out. Where's the blueprints of the house?
Oh, they're right here on the screen.
I don't want the blueprints on the screen. I want something I can hold on.
There you go.
It's not in here. Can you fix it? How do you breathe in here? Trying to make it a little cooler in here?
Yeah, it's pretty cold, but...
Do you have the autopsy reports?
I'm going to have the sheriff from Harrington Hill back
there. Coffee, if you would.
Then, got it.
They're right here.
I'll get the coffee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you guys find anything?
Yeah.
Elle found an eyewitness. Little boy saw someone in the driveway.
Well, then we got a Thompson's.
We got two suspects, Jed Franklin and Domino Thacker.
I know Domino. He's bad news. He's a serious tweaker. Cooks his own stuff.
He lived near the crime scenes?
Almost directly between them.
Robbery, armed robbery, possession, possession with intent. This guy's been hospitalized for overdoses and attempted suicide.
What do you think?
I think we need to find Domino.
Stewart's house.
I didn't do nothing. I got the flu. I'm sick is what I am.
We know you were there, boy.
In the driveway. I was looking at that car. But I never stole it. I was thinking about it, but I left. I seen that kid.
The blood found on the bottom of your boot is Annie Stewart's. The tread from the bottom of your boot is the same as the tread found all over the crime scene. Inside.
I didn't do nothing.
Come on now, Domino. How do you think that's going to hold up in court, huh? Tweaker with a record, blood of the victim all over. Think about that.
I came back. I came back to the house, but he was leaving.
Who was?
Some dude, man, I don't know.
What was he wearing?
Yeah, I had a hood.
What color was it?
Black hood?
Deputy, coming out.
Hey, Domino. Come here. It's okay. I just want to talk to you. Come here. Look at me. You didn't do this, did you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Hey, if that's true, you gotta help us out here. You talk to me. You left. You saw him leave. And then what?
Oh, went in. And she's lying there. You know, I needed money real bad. So, she's already like that.
Like what?
You know, I'll cut up.
She was all butchered up and you robbed her anyway?
It ain't right.
I'm sorry. It ain't right. Don't excuse me. Oh, God. It ain't right. You didn't do it. What makes you so sure?
He was pretty freaked out just thinking about what was done to Annie Stewart.
People pretend. Anybody delusional enough to eviscerate any Stewart would not be lucid enough to recount it the way he did. All right. I'll have him taken to detox, and then I'm all arresting for robbery.
Well, in the meantime, I'd have your men canvass the neighborhood again, see if they saw a guy in a hooded sweatshirt.
Will do. Long.
Chicken and broccoli?
It's not that I don't want to. It's just...
What's that?
Oh, it's autopsy reports. And Stewart's body was, I can't say it.
This on her liver and stomach.
I know that, you know, this may seem like a small, dark hole, but it's my office, and I like to keep it sort of clean-ish. Why are you doing that again?
He's taking the blood and organs from the bodies and putting them in cylindrical containers. It's anthropophagy.
Answer what?
You don't want to know. Give me that.
I'm not a big girl. I can take it.
Literal Greek translation is man-eating. Guy's a cannibal.
We are looking for a 20 to 30-year-old male.
The unsub engages in anthropophagy. It's a psychotic conviction that he must drink human blood and possibly eat human flesh.
For Richard Trenton Chase, the vampire killer, he drank his victim's blood because he believed that aliens had invaded his body and were slowly drinking his blood.
And if he didn't get the blood he needed, he'd die. Anthropophagy suggests such an extreme level of psychosis and disorganization that he couldn't have ventured very far from home to commit these crimes.
This guy lives or has lived in this town.
He knows the territory.
You've all seen him. Maybe at the ballpark. Or riding his bike home from the grocery store. He wasn't always a threat. Could have been your neighbor. Might have been your friend.
We think something about his delusion is keeping him here in town.
So we're going to start at Annie Stewart's house, and we're going to spread out there in quadrants. We're going to eliminate all of his hiding places.
Paul Thompson's funeral is this afternoon. A lot of his neighbors are going to be there.
So we got some names of unsubs. Pharrell Belvedere, 23. He took a little too much LSD and flipped out the Lindex and tore up the cheese counter.
Jean-Marc Ward, he's 21. Five counts of petty larceny. Attempted suicide, committed for a year, but now he's living back with his parents.
And the last one is Ole Maynor, 25. He was institutionalized for severe manic depression. He has violent mood swings. When he was 18, he got arrested for biting the heads off chickens.
Like a circus geek?
Well, sure, I know Ole Maynor. He was the best defensive lineman Harrisonville High's ever had, but he was institutionalized years ago.
He was released a few weeks ago. I saw him just the other day.
You saw him where?
He was with his brother. And in fact, I think it looked like they didn't want to be seen. Because he took Ole out of the car and went straight into his house.
When was this, Mrs. Mays?
3 days ago.
Jeff? What's going on, Don?
Do me a favor, Jess. Put that cleaver down, will you?
FBI, we're looking for your brother, Ole.
What for?
Where is he, Jess?
You know damn well where he's been for the past 8 years.
Well, we talked to the hospital. We know he's been released.
What was that?
Stay out of there.
Is that him back there? Hang on there, Jess.
Don't do it.
Jess. Don't even think about it.
Listen to him.
Ole Maynor? Help.
Ole?
Put that down.
Jess? Jesse?
Don't you touch him. Please, Don.
I said put it down now.
Ole, think. I got a bullet that travels 1,500 feet a second. How fast you think you can get to us with that thing? Let's go. Put it down.
These people will do whatever it takes to solve this thing. They need a confession, and they don't pin it on you.
No. We need to prevent another killing.
And we know that Ole was released from an institution in Richmond 3 weeks ago.
You should have just told everyone I was home.
Just shut up, Ole. Let me tell you something. People have poked fun at my brother his whole life. Our dad, kids, even teachers at school. Well, they aren't going to do it anymore.
You don't believe I'm better?
Yes, I do.
That's why I didn't want to come back home anyway.
Why did you come back, Ole?
To say goodbye.
You're living with me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's always the same old thing. Good old Ole. He's a hell of a ball player, but he's crazy as a loon.
No.
There are special homes I can go to. I don't need to stay here.
I don't want you to go. I want to help you.
I'm tired of hiding.
Ole, you've been taking your meds?
Every day. Test me.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Do it again, please.
Granny, I just want to watch TV.
Watch it? With a voice like that, you're going to have your own show someday. All right.
Feeding cookies today.
Yay!
Now, I'll be back in a minute. I just have to get the cookies, rinse the laundry.
After all the adventures we have had, you're my only friend.
Cry.
Not too loud, buddy.
I'll always
turn it down.
Let's not ever fight again.
A neighbor across the street heard a car screech out the driveway about 25 minutes ago.
Well, whose car was it?
The grandmother's, Lynette Giles. It's a gold 72 Buick. Already put the APB on it. Now, parents.
God, he had never spoken to you. I told you I didn't want
it. I assure you we're doing everything right.
I won't.
My little one.
I won't.
Come on. I won't sleep if
you're with
my little one. Come on. I know.
The little boy was at both crime scenes.
The unsub might have been after him all along.
Well, I'm sure that's what Mrs. Brisbane thinks.
I want you to talk to her when she calms down, see if she can come up with any leads.
She's not going to want to talk to me.
Persuade her. You found the body, right, Deputy?
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, I'll wait out here.
That's fine.
Do you think this lunatic was after Wally?
Psychotic mind. It's hard to predict. Maybe the kid being at both murder scenes was just a coincidence.
He's only 7 years old.
Another evisceration. Her throat was slashed.
Has anybody heard her scream?
He split her rib cage open.
With these.
Looks like this time his target was the heart.
Did he take it?
Yes.
He took the heart? Hotch?
Yeah.
The heart has always had incredible symbolic significance.
I mean, aside from just banal romantic associations. The Egyptians left the heart in mummies because they believed the organ ensured eternal life.
Something I read.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
In the book. Big one right there.
Okay. Let's get the book, please. Okay. Here you are. Thank you.
Here's the crime scene photos.
Oh, crime scene photos. Okay. Crime scene photos.
Does the body look like an angel?
Not to me.
Oh. Scan this in. Send it to him.
There was an article by a Cambridge professor. Seems that all the organs the unsub's taken, stomach, liver, now the heart, they were thought to be the seat of the soul, one time or another.
The guy drinks their blood.
So when this man drinks his victim's blood,
he believes he's encountering the divine.
Wait a minute. None of this explains why he took the kit.
Well, the,
unsub made the victim into an angel.
Maybe the kid's a messianic figure.
Well, let's just hope he doesn't feel the need to sacrifice him.
You stay here, Charlie. I won't be long.
Not your phone.
Well, what the hell is it?
It's a human stomach.
My God. You mean Dave's wife?
I can only assume.
Now, none of the neighbors saw anything.
Well, we talked to Miss Wade across the road, nothing, and the Maynards aren't even home.
All right. We need a 24-hour watch here and at the other crime scenes, too. Go on. Now, Agent Hodgson, I need to be very clear here. Right now, O.E. got us some theory about a religious delusion. I mean, how the hell do you explain that?
Sometimes disorganized killers return body parts to the grave sites. It might be nothing. It might just be a way for them to manipulate the body even after death. But it may also be an act of remorse.
Even in the most extreme psychotic episodes, there are variations in lucidity, degrees of insightfulness.
If I'm coming out of a delusion, just killed someone, drank their blood...
And I'm starting to feel bad about it.
Where do I go?
Sheriff, how many churches are in this town?
Gentlemen, this is the Bible Belt. Maybe 15.
I would post an officer at every single one. Call in auxiliary cops if you have them.
All right, you got it. Long, get on the phone with me.
4 churches in 4 blocks. You ever feel like you just stepped into Mayberry?
Mayberry was a psychotic killer running around.
There's that. Hey, Derek. Does that look like it's 72 Buick to you?
Yes, it does.
His name's Eddie Mays, 21 years old.
You know him?
Yeah. I just can't believe a boy like Eddie do something like this. He was the nicest kid you ever saw.
He's mentally ill, Sheriff. A boy like Eddie Mays would really use an insanity plea in a court of law.
The ironic thing about psychotic illness is generally they're less violent than the rest of the population.
But by the nature of psychotic delusions, and when they do get violent...
We're never going to get anywhere with him. Not like this. I mean, look at that. You can't read him his rights, you can't even process him.
I better call his mother. It's a damn shame his daddy died just a couple years ago. It's gonna fall off a heart on her.
What's the family like?
Dad was a doctor. And married Wathame Mays. Comes from one of the oldest families in Tennessee.
I'd like to meet her.
We already have. I can't believe it. It's just... it's... so horrible. If there was anything I could have done to stop him, I didn't even know he was in town. Are you aware of how sick your son is? He had some trouble adjusting to school. There was an incident last year. We got him some help.
Mrs. Mays, actually, there is a way that you can help us.
Anything. We believe your son has kidnapped a 7-year-old boy, Wally Brisbane. Oh, Lord God.
And he doesn't remember what he did with him, but if we were able to give him some antipsychotic medication, he may become more lucid.
That child's parents must be devastated.
Right now, Eddie is non compos mentis, but if you were to sign a medical consent form, we could give him the injection.
Of course. I just pray that child is all right.
Hey, Garcia, talk to me.
Okay, so I got a hold of Eddie's roommate in college who describes Eddie as having an overprotective mom.
How overprotective?
She called him like 3 times a day, and get this, one time, she went up to Boston
to break him up with a girlfriend she didn't like.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like Eddie's entire college experience was some sort of post-adolescent rebellion.
He partied like an 80s clubber. He suffered a delusional break due to methamphetamine and rock cocaine consumption.
Wow, that is partying like an 80s clubber.
Right.
So then he was admitted to a mental health facility in Boston, checked himself out a week ago, and then found his way home.
What was his major?
Comparative religion.
Thanks. How is it having Gideon around?
You can have him back whenever you would like.
Hey.
Dude.
Dude. Okay, you're way too tense.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You got anything?
Yeah, Mrs. Mays definitely has obsessive compulsive disorder. Her house looks like a home decorating catalog. You?
I checked every nook and cranny. All 8 bedrooms, fireplaces, nothing. No evidence of murder, no sign of the boy. If Eddie Mays did come here, he was very careful not to leave anything behind.
You smell that?
Yeah, it smells like bleach.
A lot of bleach. Derek.
Okay, that's just way too clean.
Mm-hmm. Like somebody missed a spot.
You?
I've administered the haloperidol to Mr. Mays.
How long until it takes effect?
It's coming on now. Full effect in about 15 minutes or so.
Good.
You have to realize that while the drug will make him appear to be asymptomatic, it will not necessarily remove his delusional state.
Will it make him more lucid?
Possibly, but let me make this clear. I gave him the shot because he needed to be medicated, not so you could agitate him by putting him through an interrogation. That poor needs to be hospitalized.
Well, a jury might agree with you, but right now he needs to answer some questions because there's a little boy we need to find. Thank you.
I was very bad. Before, I was very bad. But I'm much better now. Much, much better.
Eddie, do you remember hurting anyone? Where'd you go to college, Eddie?
Boston.
Did you like Boston?
No. I don't know.
What was your favorite thing about Boston, Eddie?
I went to Harvard Square. I had cappuccino.
Hey, do you remember Wally? Wally Brisbane.
Yeah, I know the Brisbans.
You took this little boy.
No, I did not.
You're uncomfortable. Your hands are cut up. Your arms are bruised. Do you know why?
Yeah.
You killed 3 people, Eddie.
You killed 3 people, Eddie. You killed 3 people, Eddie.
Paul Thompson. Annie Stewart. Lynette Giles.
No, stop it. You will be punished. God is punishing you. No. I brought you an angel. Say no, I do not see. I do not see.
Going to get anything out of him until he gets his latest episode under
control. Agent Hoxner, it's getting cold and dark. If that Brisbane boy's anywhere outside, he don't stand a chance in hell.
Why weren't you straight with us, Mrs. Mace?
Straight with you?
You never told us your son was in a mental hospital.
I spoke with a doctor at the facility in Boston. He said Eddie was released a week ago and that he called you to pick him up and that you never came.
You asked me if I knew if he'd come home, and I didn't. I thought he was in Boston.
There was also blood on the floor of your utility room. Do you have any explanation for that?
Well, sometimes I cut my legs when I prune the roses.
You prune your roses in winter?
As a matter of fact, I do. When do you prune yours?
Mrs. Mays, I understand that you may want to do everything you can to protect your son, but that little boy may be dying right now.
Well, I'd like to help you. I really would. But right now, I've got to see about my son.
I think it's better if you stay here.
She's definitely lying. I don't know exactly what she's lying about, but she's lying.
You don't think she'd let that boy die to save her son, do you?
I don't know.
She drives a Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
They got GPSs in them.
So?
So let's go see where she's been.
It's got every stop she's made and how long she spent there.
You know, these things could cause more divorces than internet porn. Hey, look at that. That's interesting.
She stopped at the same place on Route 3 like 6 times.
Okay, Elle, let's get Mary and take her to her spot on Route 3. We can tell her that we're going to visit Eddie in the hospital.
Okay.
How long have you lived in Harringtonville, Mary?
All my life. My ancestors have been there since the late 18th century. Of course, I went to school in Virginia, but aside from that, right here. This is not the way to the hospital.
Well, I've got to make a quick stop first. Where did you go to school?
High school, St. Catherine's Hall. College, Sweetbriar.
You were a Sweetbriar vixen?
Ah, you know Sweetbriar.
My mother went to Mary Baldwin.
She's from Virginia.
Manassas.
I visited both Stanton and Manassas, and I know where your mother's from. Are we driving out of town?
Mary Gwathney Mays. The Gwathney's an old Tidewater family, isn't it?
Where are we going?
Old South, old money. A lot of tradition there, a lot of reputation to protect.
Excuse me?
Mary, I don't think that you were protecting your son. I think you were protecting yourself from the shame and humiliation of people finding out that he was mentally ill. You didn't visit him in the hospital in 6 months, not once.
What are we doing here?
We checked the GPS device in your car. You stopped here 6 times in less than 2 hours.
If you would...
There are a dozen officers on their way over here with a pack of dogs, and we will find that little boy. It would be in your best interest to help us.
Children?
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you wouldn't do for them?
I wouldn't clean the blood of the victims off the floor.
I didn't know my son was killing anyone until he brought home that boy.
You know, Mary, sometimes what we don't do is every bit as powerful as what we do.
You don't understand.
I understand that your son was drowning and you made no effort to save him.
You don't know what I did.
I know what you didn't do. You didn't call the police. And every day of your life, you're going to have to ask yourself, what would have happened if you'd gone to Boston to help him?
Eddie told me he was bringing me an angel. I wanted to protect my son. What else was I supposed to do?
Almost anything would have been better.
Miss Mays.
Harriet Beecher Stowe once said, "The bitterest tears shed over graves are for words left unsaid and deeds left undone."
Good job. Nice work, everybody, by the way.
Thank you. Now I get to go back to the 15 folders on my desk.
15 out of 24.
That's because I slipped you four of mine on Friday. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sweetheart.
Do not sweetheart me. I may not be a supervisory special agent, but that does not make me a maid.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? This is the third box of crap that Gideon left in my office. There's at least two more, and everything smells like soy sauce.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you. God, you're so...
Hey, I believe these are yours. I knew the crutches wouldn't last long.
Oh, I'd rather limp. I'll be fine.
Well, you managed to get on Garcia's nerves pretty thoroughly.
Who's Garcia?
Penelope. The tech with the glasses.
In the room with the screen?
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, you might want to send her a basket or something.
Yeah.
Is that your list?
Yeah. 25 things I want to do before I die.
Where are you?
Well, seeing the White Sox win a series and skydiving. That's 23 and 24, so I guess I need a new list.
Not till you do them all.
He doesn't want to hear from me.
You don't know until you try.
Hey. Steven? Steven? It's your dad. Well, I was just thinking that we'd get together sometime.